very special guest, happy to have on. She is the director of a 2018 documentary film, Roll Red Roll. And it's fantastic. It is tough to watch at times because it's a documentary and everything's real. Nancy Schwartzman joins us. Nancy, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time. How are you?
Hi, thank you. I am very well. It's nice to chat with you all in Alberta.
Well, the documentary, for those who haven't seen it, it's based on the Steubenville High School rape case involving members of the football team and a young girl. And what's so unique about this, like I'd heard stories about it, but honestly, Nancy, when I watched your documentary a month ago, I sat there and at times I really cringed just because of the attitude of some of the young boys. Like they actually tweeted out almost like a live rape. It was, were you kind of almost caught off guard a little bit when you dug into the story to just see how nonchalant some of the attitude was of the young men?
Yeah, I mean, certainly the attitudes are horrifying, and I think it's really important that we bring those to light. You know, I think a lot of times when we talk about sexual assault, there's always this scrutiny on the victim, right? Like, well, what was the victim wearing, and why was she out late, and all of this really unnecessary and pretty useless scrutiny. And I wanted to shift that attention to the language and the behavior of boys and men who do this. And actually, as a woman growing up, the behavior wasn't unusual. It wasn't. Steubenville High School reminded me a lot of the high school I went to. The demographics are different. We didn't have a football team, but we certainly had rape culture. So I felt like I knew those kids. So I wanted to really dig in and look at, I mean, I didn't grow up with that kind of social media, but it was such an opportunity because everything was recorded to really get a sense of who they were and what roles they played in the assault and what was later revealed to be a pattern of assault at that school.
Well, and that was the part that really kind of caught me was once again, and we've seen this, we saw it, of course, in the Larry Nassar case where there's adults where, you're, in that case, it was really young kids who try to say, hey, something's wrong here and no one listened. In this case, you had the football coach and other people in administration where things had been brought to their attention and they just chose to look the other way.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I think there's often a lot of attention, especially in Steubenville with this case, on the terrible behavior of the teenagers. We have to take a step back and say, well, what are they learning? What are they learning from the coaches in their lives, the teachers, the parents, the administrators? And they basically were being modeled a culture that said rape is okay, and you guys are entitled, and girls make it up. And, you know, shrug the shoulders and move on, right? So in that environment, it really brought out the worst.
Oh, well, and the thing that I enjoyed that you did, you actually were interviewing some of the high school girls, and they themselves as females, well, you know what, she shouldn't have been there. And early on, even they wanted to point blame at another female.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the part that's so tricky in a way is that we're all products of this culture. So no one in that film is in the town really is unfamiliar to audiences. Girls are taught that, you know, rape is inevitable. That's the other thing I wanted to challenge. Like there was this whole cultural belief that rape is what happens on a Friday night or it's the logical outcome of a preseason party, right? And everyone, if they accept that as normal, then the logical conclusion would be, well, then if you are raped, it's your fault because you should have known better. So what I wanted to create was such a shocking, like I think the film really is shocking and awful, and we don't have to accept this as normal, right? And once we start challenging, you know, the standards with which we hold our young men up to, I think all that stuff kind of falls away.
Nancy Schwartzman, she is the director of the 2018 documentary film, Roll Red Roll. And by the way, you could watch it this month on Saturday, September 21st. It's playing at the Metro Theater on 109th Street and 87th Avenue. So that's Saturday night. If you're interested, of course, you can get it online as well right now. It's on Netflix, so you can check it out there if you don't want to wait. But Nancy, now this rape occurred in 2012. Your documentary is 2018. As when you're going through it and you're compiling a lot of the police interviews and all of the online stuff, had the attitude changed in that community 6 years later when you were filming?
You know, this, I think you all can probably relate to possible communities in, you know, your vicinity. Steubenville is a small town. And I think what drew me to it also was that there was no one in town that wasn't affected by the rape in some way, because it rippled out. It became an international media story. So all of a sudden the internet kind of descends on this town, and people wrote really easy, cheap kind of articles about how terrible the town is and, you know, really slamming them. So there were business people in town who were like, we're trying to pick us from, you know, the loss of our steel mills, and, you know, we're doing everything we can to salvage the town. And then this happens, and our name is synonymous with rape. So there was a lot of trauma for everyone, even if the people who are traumatized don't necessarily have the most progressive views around sexual violence or really understand how young people are engaging in sexual activity. So I was just watching sort of everyone be affected. And I think when I was wrapping up filming, which was like 2016, there was this movement to say, you know what, like the larger country is paying attention to this issue and we don't want our girls and boys to get into trouble. Maybe we should really do something. And then unfortunately we had the election. And I think Donald Trump just set a very different tone than what Barack Obama and Vice President Biden were setting. So I was seeing change there for a little bit. And then I think the election just sort of veered everyone back. And now that the film is out, it continues to sort of split people's feelings, I think. There are people who are grateful, like, thank God we've broken the silence and things need to change. And then I think there's another group that's really digging in their heels. Like the local press hasn't written about the film, and we've been all over the news. And there are people wanting the film to come to town, but the school district doesn't want it coming.
Now, what about the victim? Because you know, we can talk about the perfpetrators, and you know, we saw them, and, and they, you know, the two gentlemen. And I want people to watch the film, so I don't want to give the exact end result in that. But have you spoke to the victim? So how's she doing?
Yeah, I mean, so the victim is from a neighboring town, so luckily it wasn't the scenario that she had to like walk the same hallways as all of the kids. So she had the protection of distance, a little bit of distance, but it's a river and a state border. So it's like enough. And she had a very supportive family and community. So she was protected. And our goal in this film from the beginning was to protect her anonymity and her privacy. She went off to college. She finished school. You know, luckily for her, she had an amazing community that kind of backed her up, and she didn't have to go and be part of things in the town. So, as you know in the film, and this isn't giving too much away, there are a lot of Jane Does in this film, right? There's one at the center of that particular case, but it opens up the floodgates. And a lot of Jane Does who had to live in Steubenville for years and years and years before the culture was ready to talk about it, before the Me Too movement enabled anyone to come forward. So there's been a lot of suffering in that community.
Nancy Schwartzman joins us. She is the director of Roll Red Roll, a documentary case based on the Steubenville High School rape case involving members of that football program. How is the football program doing? Is it still around?
Yeah, so I was wondering if you were going to ask me about that. So I don't know if you know, probably not, but follow high school football in the United States. But Ohio's one of the toughest states for
yes.
football. I mean, they love their football. I think there's a rivalry about where football started. I think it might have started in Canton, Ohio. Steubenville's a really small town, and they have won state championships numerous times. So they have an incredible program. And I've watched games. It's really a community event. They have an amazing stadium. It almost looks like a college-level stadium. The contrast between a steel mill that's shuttered and sort of rusting and then this brand-new, like, Coliseum is pretty striking visually. The program's great. The coach's contract continually renewed. And to speak to, like, what's positive about sports is a lot of those kids get a chance to get out of that town because of football. And I wish that wasn't their only opportunity, but I certainly want to, you know, give credit to how hard they work and how hard the coaches work. But there are programs all across the United States that integrate, you know, sex education and consent and respect with athletics. So I wish that program would do more to educate their players and create a better, you know, culture for their students. Like, those football players are definitely disciplined. They work hard. They listen to their coaches. And the coaches just need to go to the next level and really teach leadership as it relates to ethics. And that's really missing in that program.
Nancy, I want to applaud you. I did not know much about the film when I stumbled upon it on Netflix and was completely engrossed in it. The thing that I enjoyed about it, because sometimes, you know, when people will make a movie and, you know, we get actors in the movie and stuff and how much of it is portrayed accurately or not. The great part about a documentary is when you had footage of the actual interrogation of the police and the boys, and you have the actual comments that they themselves put on social media. It's not anything that people are like, well, this part's true, but that part isn't. And it was hard to watch. But I thought it was a message that needs to be sent, and I hope that you continue to make films like this. I appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you. No, I really appreciate, you know, we made the film to really engage men and boys. So I'm glad that you started and then got engrossed, and I appreciate you, you know, being interested in the truth of it and how there are so many different shades of truth. You know, how someone talks in a police interrogation room is very different than how they talk on Twitter, right? So I'm just always fascinated by all of that stuff, like how we behave in different contexts, which friends make us act one way versus another, and what we can learn from all of it. So thank you.
Nancy, thanks for your time, and I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thanks.